Art lovers have lots of options in the Lansing area, from the Broad Art Museum at MSU to the Lansing Art Gallery to public works of art. Now there's an easy way to explore art that you may have never seen around town. Current State Scott Pohl is here with more on a new smartphone app called 517 Art Search. How does it work, Scott?
Well, Mark, it's really simple. You download the app, you open it up on your phone, and you let it find artworks for you. I talked with Debbie Makula of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing and Matt Penniman of Message Makers in Old Town Lansing about 517 Art Search, and we even took it for a spin.
You know, this came out of a long-range planning session of the Arts Council about 2 years ago, and we started talking about how do we recognize all of the public art in the Tri-Counties. And we just started to brainstorm, and we sat around the table, and we thought, boy, you know, mobile application is really, you know, coming out of the door at that point. And that was the way that we really wanted to start to document. We've seen, we saw a few models across the nation. We weren't really happy with any of those. And we wanted to make sure that we saw all of the public art, almost 200 pieces of public art in one location, so that we knew what the impact really is about what has taken place in our community.
One thing I want to quickly follow up on is you mentioned the Tri-Counties, and I think people might not understand why you care about anything outside Ingham County. It's because it's what you cover here at the Arts Council, right?
Yeah, we're the, you know, our mission is to work within the capital region, which we consider Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties. And there is a lot to be said about, while we do most of our work in the urban core of Lansing and East Lansing, you know, we're looking at rural communities out in some of those other areas, and we want to make sure that they look at public art and placemaking in the same context as the Arts Council.
So, Matt Penniman, if I am downloading the app and want to use it, tell me, first of all, what does it do for me?
Well, it shows you public art that's near you. We wanted this app to be useful both for people sitting on their couch at home, browsing through public art that's available, and people out on the go. So wherever you are, when you open up the app, it'll show you pieces of public art ordered by how far away they are from you at the moment. So you can quickly locate what's near you, read about it, and go find it.
Does it tell me how to get there?
Yes. It'll give you a compass, like that's like a magic compass that points directly to the artwork. So if you turn around with your phone, the compass will keep pointing to the art. You can also trigger a map view so that you can get directions if you're driving.
So do the people at Message Makers routinely create smartphone apps like this? How did this project fit in with what Message Makers typically does?
Well, at Message Makers, we are creators of experiences that transform, so we'll do just about whatever it takes to get a good communications result for our clients. And we've worked with Debbie a lot in the past, and when she had this idea for a mobile app, we saw a great way to take it and run with it.
Debbie, when you unveiled this new app, tell me about the immediate reaction that you got here at the Arts Council.
We unveiled it at the Creative Placemaking Summit, and about 150 artists and arts leaders and municipal leadership and business leadership were there to watch that unveiling and to immediately pick up their phones and download that app.
Were they looking to see if their own artwork was included?
I'm absolutely sure they were. So I think it's really interesting because of the geographic sense of the app, they were trying to figure out what was the closest piece to them, and because of how the GPS works, it tells you within, you know, 100 feet or within, you know, 2 miles, you know, where is the closest piece. And I think they were pretty amazed that there were so many pieces of public art right in the vicinity of where we were.
I would imagine that if an artist or someone who had commissioned public art were to look at the app and discover that their piece wasn't included, that they could get the information to you and get it added. Would that be correct, Matt?
Absolutely. 517artsearch.com is the website for the app, and there's a contact form there, and we can very easily add art pieces to the app. We don't need to revise the app itself. We have a data stream that we can insert pieces very easily.
We're talking with Matt Penniman of Message Makers and Debbie Makula of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing about the 517 Art Search app. I'm going to ask one of you to open the app on your phone for me right now.
Okay, so we're going to go to the home screen and we see the little icon, the 517 Art Search icon, and we open it up. And the first thing we're going to see, once it determines my location, we're going to see the piece of art that is closest. It's not only public art that we're showcasing, it is spaces, art spaces, so galleries, and we're going to be adding theater spaces, and we're going to be adding museums to this. So the first place that shows up is the Arts Council of Greater Lansing, because
right
we're standing right here. But the next piece that is right next door to us is one of the pianos that has Deb Fehrenbach is an artist in the area, and she painted one of the pianos for the Keys of the City project. So we've considered that. The Catalyst Art Gallery, which is two doors down from us, is another space.
And each one, there's a photograph, too, not just its location.
Location of it, and then a small description of the space or the piece of art. And if it's a space, we're talking about what hours are they open and things like that, too. So here's the one that is, again, right next door to us as well, the Sound Junkie. Redhead Design Studio was the artist, and we have a very brief description of what that piece of art, and it is within 0.01 miles of us.
That's really close.
As soon as you get close to it, it will trigger a success page and say, congratulations, you found the artwork. And once you find it, you can then share your success on Facebook and show your friends the public art that you've found. Or go back and see other pieces nearby. So let's take a little walk and see about some artwork that's perhaps a little bit hidden and we might not see it right away. Some of these, like the pianos, are right on the street, so you could see them driving by. But there's a memorial sculpture for Robert Busby down on the River Trail that I'd like to go see. It's only 0.11 miles away, so if we tap on that one, we can see a description of who the artist was and who Robert Busby was, and then tap on the compass icon and it'll show us which direction to go to get to it. So let's go take a walk.
So take me there.
No, just follow the compass.
Just follow the compass.
Okay. So it was pointing left, so we knew we had to turn left.
We're on a little walk, and we're heading down Turner Street to where the Robert Busby Memorial is located.
We're going to go through the Cesar Chavez Plaza, aka Lot 56, the big parking lot in Old Town. And that'll take us to the River Trail.
As you walk, is it telling you that you're getting closer?
Yeah. We're now within 0.09 miles. Now 8.
It keeps getting smaller.
We're almost there. So Matt, within about 0.02 miles of being in the vicinity, it kind of tells you that you're there.
Yep.
Okay.
If you followed the app, it would tell you you're there, and yet it might still take a little bit of searching for something that's a little hidden like this memorial is.
Sure. There's kind of a ring of detection around the artwork, so that if your GPS isn't quite on spot, you never have the problem of standing right by it and saying, why doesn't it say I'm there? But here it is. Here's the memorial sculpture.
So let's look at the app. What is it telling me now? It's
so
showing
now it shows me a photograph of the piece. And this is where we can then share our success at finding it through posting on Facebook.
So if you did post it to Facebook, what would your Facebook friends see? I recently visited the Busby Memorial in Old Town Lansing or something along that line.
Well, they'd see whatever you wrote about it, and they'd see you found it through 517 Art Search, and they'd have a link to the description on 517artsearch.com so they could read more.
Well, that was simple. It works great.
Yeah. That's the point.
Well done, Matt.
Well, thank you.
I think we wanted to keep it very simple in terms of what it could do. We actually did, maybe you remember, we did a pilot in East Lansing, And we ended up doing some beacon technology, which we were not able to sustain in terms of the costs of that. And when we approached message makers, you know, we talked about the simplicity. This is really pointing people in the direction of finding this, these beautiful pieces of art that sometimes are hidden. And I think that's really where we looked at how it has to be simple. It has to be based on your geography so that people actually can go up to these. You can sit on your couch at home and figure this out too, and just have a, you know, you can go through all 173 pieces of public art and spaces. But we really want to get it, we really wanted to get people out of the outside and actually come and visit these.
One final very important question. How much does the app cost?
It's free, completely free, 100% free. Go try it.
Matt Penniman is a writer and communication strategist at Message Makers in Old Town Lansing. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you so much, Scott.
And Debbie McCullough is executive director of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.